Jeffrey Sachs is the director of the Earth Institute at Columbia University. He also is a special advisor to UN Secretary General Kofi Annan on Millennium Development Goals. Good morning.
Good morning.
Africa is rarely a high priority of American presidents. What kind of events tend to draw their attention?
Clearly, President Bush's trip is linked to the war on terrorism, as the administration sees it. It's linked to the humanitarian disaster of AIDS, where this administration has taken some interest. It's linked to the number of wars still on the continent. But it is fair to say that even with a presidential trip and with some new initiatives, Africa is still rather low on the foreign policy pecking order at this point.
Well, how have presidents' views of Africa evolved since the Kennedy era when many of the African countries were gaining their independence?
President Kennedy, of course, viewed Africa as the new independent continent where there was a lot of hope, a lot of new countries emerging from the colonial era. And, of course, he was viewed as the symbol of hope by Africans who were emerging as new countries. But soon enough, Africa became enmeshed in the U.S. And Soviet Cold War machinations. I think it's fair to say that through the Nixon, Carter, and Reagan years, but especially the Reagan years, Africa was engaged in a lot of proxy wars for the United States, or at least was viewed that way by the U.S. During the Clinton era, there was some show of more concern, especially on humanitarian issues, but more talk than action. President Clinton took a couple trips to Africa, but Africa was hardly on the radar screen.
Interest in Africa often has been connected to humanitarian aid. What distinguishes President Bush's plan from those of the past?
I think the main point to stress about Africa is that almost alone among all the major regions of the world, Africa has not gotten a significant foothold into the global economy. And indeed, having been the poorest part of the world 20 years ago, it has sunk deeper into poverty in general. Poverty linked to disease, to a resurgence of malaria and tuberculosis, and of course, the AIDS pandemic. The United States and the other rich countries have done rather little about that for 20 years. Maybe things are beginning to change right now because of the enormity of the situation and the other concerns that are driving international policy, the concerns about terrorism, the growing discoveries of oil off the shores of West Africa, which clearly are in the eyes of this administration also as a strategic matter. So it may be that the combination of the economic and humanitarian disasters linked to the other issues will rightly raise Africa's focus.
What about the connection to terrorism? And yesterday, the administration said that President Bush should not have claimed in his State of the Union address in January that Iraq tried to buy uranium in Africa.
Well, clearly there were many aspects of the Iraqi issues that were hyped, including this claim about the purchase of uranium. But there are real issues. One thing that is true about failed states, so-called, that is when governments utterly collapse, as Somalia did, or as Liberia has done, the United States finds itself pulled in militarily. These failed states do become breeding grounds of disease, which spreads internationally, of criminality, of unwanted and often tragic mass migration, and yes, as havens of terrorism as well, as we've seen in East Africa. So letting these crises just unfold without any attempt to head them off has proven a big mistake of American foreign policy.
Thank you very much.
Good to talk to you.
Jeffrey Sachs is the director of the Earth Institute at Columbia University. He's also a special advisor to UN Secretary General Kofi Annan on Millennium Development Goals, and he's an economic advisor to governments in Latin America, Asia, and Africa.